Welcome to Shul Machshav and Nedav, Shul Sponsor, Lo Yinishma, Sam Yaakov Shalom, Le'av HaSitzchok. We're holding with Mitzia Daf Sameches. The word Amud Aleph speaks about what's called Shtori Mechuzenoi, which means when people, or someone gives money to somebody else, and he writes that he needs to pay him back this money, plus the profit, because they're doing it as a business, but they write the profit as part of the obligation. And the profit is not guaranteed, so how can you write the profit as part of the obligation? So says the Gemara, the Mar, the son of a Meimar, told Rav Ashi, but my father does such a thing, and he knows that really there wasn't a profit, so he could get a discount the amount that's owed. So said Rav Ashi to a Meimar, but what happens if he's going to be nifter? What about if he passes away? How will the kids know that what was the details of this transaction? So says the Gemara, the fact that Rav Ashi says the words, maybe, what happens if a Meimar passes away? It's a quote of a pasuk in Koheles, and it was like a mistake coming out from the words of a Adam Chashuv. And Amimar really was passed away. He was nifter because of these words of Rav Ashi. This concept was brought down a few places in Shas. The idea of kishgogo hayoytze b'fnei hasholit, that a tzaddik said something, and even though he's not intending to do it, that words that he said right away influences the world and causes even bad things to happen. What's pshat in this koyach of the tzaddik? So in the Sefer Kilis Yaakov, the encyclopedia to Kabbalah concepts written by the Baal Milah Aroim, so he brings there, based on the pasuk that says, Vayaterim yikru v'ani yene. Before a tzaddik even says his words, Kadosh Baruch Hu already answers him. So he says, because the power of a tzaddik is that his words are so connected to Mokar Elyon, they're so connected to the Elyonim, that whatever they say, right away brings influences to the world. They don't have to actually even daven. Just the words Be'alma, they cause influence because they're so connected to Mokar Elyon, to the Hashpos of above. And in the Sefer Agur Dekala, which was written by Rabbi Sosher, it says, that a tzaddik shechino medaberes mitoich groino. Because if he is keeping himself, talking dvarim b'teilim v'asurim, so the koyach hadibur of this person is so strong, is so powerful, that he's connected to the shechino. So therefore anything he says right away works in the world. You can't take away that dibur away, because the dibur is so powerful. And really this connects to what Rashi writes in Koheles on this pasuk. What's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk? Kishgog ayyotzi pi ha-sholit. So Rashi explains the Pasuk speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doimehu le-sholit, shoyotzi dovar shgogo mipiv, shoygeg v'yif shalachzor. When a ruler says something, once he said it, you can't take it back. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'ilosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a word, he can't take it back. We know Chazal say, we call dibu v'dibu shaKadosh Baruch Hu nivra malach. Every dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a malach. Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol, when we talk about dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means it's not something they could take back, because the dibur itself has a koyach, has already a power in the world. It's not just, there's no batola in dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a tzaddik says a dibur, he's so connected to Hashem. Shechino medabez toch koinai. So there's no levatola coming for the words of a tzaddik. So even when he's saying a mistake, even when he's saying something which is improper, it's still, the dibur already happens because he's so connected. And in the Leshem, it's mashma, that the pshat is, but still we see that the tzaddik didn't make a mistake. It says when a tzaddik says a dibur by mistake, it must be b'tzad what's called the midah of noira alilo. Noira alilo means, Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes needs to bring things to the world, and he finds a way to bring it about. So the words of a tzaddik are so powerful, so chashuv. If a tzaddik says a word by mistake, that was also coming mitzad ha-shechino. It's not only that his words are the shechino, but also the shechino is revealing itself through his words. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be megalgel to say, he should say these words that are supposed to be said in order to bring about something that needs to happen. So when we talk about our sugya, a meimar, obviously, pshat is not that a meimar was just nifted just because of a mistake that happened when Rav Ashi said the words. But because the words of Rav Ashi are so powerful and they're connected to the shechino, so when a meimar was supposed to be nifter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megalgel, Rav Ashi says these words to bring about the patira of a Mamer. And obviously, this works the opposite as well. This is the idea of the bracha of a tzaddik. Why is a bracha of a tzaddik so powerful? Why do we want to come and get a bracha from a tzaddik? Because the words of a tzaddik are so connected to Mokar Elyon that when he says something, so it happens. And especially if he has kavanah to say it, and he's intending to say it, and he's giving a bracha to somebody, that really brings shefa bracha v'atzlacha to anybody who gets it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.